Proclamation number 6594 of 14th of July, 1956. God needs servants in the time of harvest. In the time of harvest, many reapers are needed, and then I also constantly accept servants who want to serve me. The time of harvest has come and much work still has to be done so that even the last fruits still come to maturity, so that they can be brought into the barns. And the wheat will be separated from the chaff. You all know these words which I spoke on earth, and you will now also understand them when you know and believe that the end is near. That this time has now also come when I need faithful servants in great numbers who are willing to work. Much good seed has been sown and there could be a good harvest. Yet not every seed has fallen on good soil, not every seed has sprouted and been nurtured with the love of an eager farmer who wants to extract good fruit from his soil. But I am tell Lord, and all land is my possession, which I handed over to diligent laborers who are to cultivate it and build it up on my behalf. But when the time of repentance has come, I must still recruit many laborers to help me bring in harvest. I must send out my servants to work in my name, to proclaim my word, to admonish and spur people on to loving activity. They must speak in my name and for my name. Point to Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, and to the near end, they must do everything to still save souls from darkness. Then they will do the work of a faithful servant in my vineyard, only then is it possible that many good fruits will come to ripen, which I can gather into the scouring pits, which I can call into my kingdom, which will be separated from those who will be burnt as chaff in the eternal fire. Once the hour of the end has come, then everything will also irrevocably come to light which is unfit to give life, which must not be regarded as fruit but as an empty husk that serves nothing but to be burnt and scattered to the four winds. But in the end the harvest shall be great, and therefore the growth of the smallest plant shall be observed and encouraged with all love. For a good servant can do a great deal if he lovingly nurtures and cares for even the smallest plant. If he exposes it to the rays of the sun and diligently waters it with water of love, a good servant can still bring me much fruit. And I will bless him for his effort and perseverance, which can bring me an abundant harvest. Therefore I cannot use servants who are careless and lazy, who don't perform their service properly, who are only active in pretense because they believe they can deceive me. And my call is therefore again and again addressed to those who are still willing at the last hour to enter my service, since I accept everyone because time is pressing until the end. And whoever wants to serve me, I will also give him the strength to be active for me. Only he must take his work for me and my kingdom seriously, for it is urgent. After all, the rich harvest for me means a loss for my adversary. It means awakening to life, an escape from certain death. And this is why servants can contribute much if they follow my call and do what I instruct them to do, if they carry my word into the world, if they only ever speak of Jesus Christ and his work of love, if they proclaim his divine teaching of love and thus plant good seed in the soil so that it can still sprout and bear abundant fruit before the end comes. For there is only little time left, but it shall be well used, so that I can reap a rich harvest. Amen.